Amen. So good to see you this morning. Great to see all those kids today. Isn't that wonderful? And that's what we want to see. We want to see lots of kids. The more the merrier. And that's okay. Love to see those wonderful kids and see God touch them and minister to them. If your Bible's with you, you can see on the screen, I want to talk about fresh oil. Matthew 25, 1 to 13. So if you have your Bibles with you, if you want to follow along, we'll also have it on the screen that you can follow along on the screen as well. So Matthew 25, 1 to 13. It says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The five who were foolish didn't take enough olive oil for their lamps. But the other five were wise enough to take along extra oil. When their bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, they were roused by the shout, 'Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him.' And all the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. Then the five foolish ones asked the others, 'Please give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out.' But the others replied, 'We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourselves.' But while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came. Then those who were ready went in with him in the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the five other bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, 'Lord, Lord, open the door for us.' But he called back, 'Believe me, I don't know you. So you too must keep watch, for you do not know the day or hour of my return.'" Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for your people. I thank you that, Lord, that you have a word to speak into our hearts and lives today. And I pray that, Lord, it be a word that would touch all of us. And we just ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning I want to share with you about our need for fresh oil. A fresh baptism, a fresh infusion of the Holy Spirit in our lives. As you look to the Bible, you'll find that oil is widely understood as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And I really believe that God is asking us to look at ourselves and to recognize our need for oil. It's almost like there's a prophetic thing going on in our nation right now where we've had our government against the oil. And really, what are they doing? They're really against the Holy Spirit. And we see that as well in the natural, how our own government has been coming against the things of God and the standards of God, and really been coming against Christians a lot over these last few years. So it's not just the oil in the natural. It has a spiritual significance of what is taking place. So oil in the Bible is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And I think that God is wanting us to look at ourselves to see if we're in need of some fresh oil. To look at ourselves and to look at how we're doing in God and how we've been moving in the Holy Spirit. And just to say, Lord, how's my oil? How's it doing? How's it doing? I think that's something that God wants to help us with this morning and wants to change within us. And wants to baptize us with some fresh oil. You know, in the natural, you see the need of fresh oil in many areas. And if you don't know me, I really like vehicles. I probably a little bit on too far to the one side to like cars and trucks and all those kinds of things. But if you have one of those vehicles, you'll recognize that there's a need of that vehicle to have fresh oil. And if you have one of those newer models now, it really helps you out because it doesn't rely on a sticker anymore. Your computer will tell you that, hey, you need fresh oil in your car. Now, usually that's recommended every 5,000 kilometers or sometimes 7. Now with the synthetic oils, 10,000 kilometers. And if you're a person that you don't hardly ever drive your car, well, then every year you still need to change the oil. And why do we got to change the oil? Well, oil over time and with use gets dirty. It gets black. And gradually it loses its lubricating factor. Some of our mechanics could come up here and do a far greater job on this part. But anyway, well, over time, our engine parts begin to wear, and there can be particles that actually fall off, and they get mixed in with the oil. And if you don't correct that or don't replace with new oil, then those particles can then start getting into other parts of the engine and can actually lead to an engine failure or damage it. As well, in an engine, with the oil, as that oil gets older and older, there's a sludge that can form. And again, that hinders the whole lubricating process that keeps your engine working well. So basically, oil breaks down after prolonged use, and if not replaced, can damage your engine. And so, you know, that also applies actually in the cooking industry as well. So if you're a person out there and you like cooking and you like the deep fryer, well, same principle there, that if you don't change the oil of your deep fryer, what happens? The oil gets dirty and it changes color, and it will begin to even smell and will change the taste of your food. And sometimes you'll notice that in a restaurant. You'll go in there, you'll taste some food, and you'll say, I think they need to change their oil there. It's getting a little old. You can tell the difference. So even in the natural, there's a need to change your oil. We need fresh oil changes. We need fresh touches of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Otherwise, we get dirty. We don't function as we should, or we don't function as good as what we could be functioning, because that lubricating factor of the Holy Spirit isn't really there in our lives, or it's not to the place it should be. And then because that lubricating factor isn't there, you know, offenses and hurts and things of that nature, well, they don't slide off anymore. They kind of start to stick. And we start losing that sensitivity to what God is doing around us and in our world. Power begins to fail in our lives because we didn't bother to get fresh oil. Fresh oil. So we all need fresh oil. And I really believe that God is wanting to do that right here in this service today. He wants to touch us and grant us some fresh oil. The last days of the Bible are certainly upon us. And God is wanting to pour out His Spirit upon all the land, touching every person. And I really believe, even over our nation of Canada, that God is wanting to pour out His Spirit upon this nation. But He wants to use people like you and I to work through, that we might touch the lives of others. And to do that, we need fresh oil. I know even personally, I've been praying and believing for a fresh touch from God. To just pray, Lord, give me some fresh oil in my life. I really want that. God, I want any dirt or any particles that have kind of got into my life or have stuck on me, any impurities, any sludge in my life to be taken out, that I would be clean again. And so I do. I pray, God, I want some fresh oil. Take away this dirty oil. I want a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit and of the oil of God to be in my life. Now, this story of the 10 bridesmaids, or some versions call it the 10 virgins, it speaks to this need of having oil in our lives. And so I want to refer to this story a little bit just to kind of give us further insight about our need to be prepared for what God is going to do, and also to be prepared for His coming as well, that we might be ready as the Lord returns, that we might spend an eternity with Him. But there's a need here that cries out to us, fresh oil, fresh oil. So as we look at this story, it is a parable about a wedding celebration where the bridegroom comes for his bride, and how the bridesmaids were to be ready to welcome the groom to help usher him into receiving his bride. It was the obligation of the bridesmaids to be prepared and to be ready to welcome the groom and to join in that procession. Now, normally, close friends of the groom and his family would travel to the bride's home from his home to their home to receive his bride. And as they would come close to the bride's home, they would be expecting a procession of family, friends, and all the bridesmaids to receive them and then to join into that procession to go and receive the bride. And then as that bride was received, then there was another procession. The procession then went to the banqueting hall where they would have a huge banquet and a huge feast and the celebration of this banquet. So everyone invited to the wedding was expected to participate and also to carry their own lamps to light the way, because what took place often would often come in the evenings, and often the evenings would turn dark, and so they would have to be ready with lamps to light the way as part of the procession, that people could see that a celebration was happening and also that they could see the road that they were walking on. If a person was there that didn't have a lamp, then they were usually presumed that that person was not part of the wedding party or people that were invited. Now, in this story, we see the bridegroom is very late. So late that the bridesmaids in waiting fell asleep. And unfortunately, some of these bridesmaids had also neglected to get oil for their lamps. Now, maybe they used them a little bit early, waiting for their bridegroom. He didn't come yet. He hadn't arrived yet. They were expecting to arrive much earlier. Now it was past midnight, so usually that he would have been sooner. Maybe they used some. It doesn't really tell us. Maybe they forgot to get some. It doesn't really give us the reason. It just simply states the fact they did not have enough oil. They had failed to get a fresh supply. Maybe they're just thinking they had lots of time. Maybe they thought that what they had was good enough. And there's some play with words that we can think of that sometimes we as Christians do with God, thinking that, well, I think I got enough of God to make it. Or, there's no hurry, there's lots of time. Some of those are the things that we do ourselves. Well, suddenly we see that a call came, that the bridegroom was now on his way, and they were all awakened because now they had to get up and go to meet the bridegroom to usher him in to see the bride. So they trimmed their wicks and they lit their lamps and they went out to meet them, to meet their bridegroom. And suddenly, five of the bridesmaids saw their lamps were starting to go out. And they realized that they didn't have enough oil. And friends, it's not a good time to find out that you don't have what you need to have when the trumpet sounds or when God is calling us. Not a good time to realize that I don't have enough oil. I'm not ready. And so they tried to borrow oil from the other five. And they basically told them, we don't have enough for ourselves and for you. You need to go and buy some oil. See, each person was required to make sure that they were ready and had enough oil for themselves. Because it was going to be a long celebration. Just as God tells us, each of us are going to stand before God. We're going to give an account. And we can't be saying, well, you know, my father was a good Christian man. Or my mom was a good Christian lady. No, you've got to stand there on your own. So that's something that's very important here we see. So we see five of the bridesmaids, they recognize this is their own responsibility. They go back to see if they can buy some oil at night. And while they're trying to find someone who would give them more oil, the bridegroom arrived. And the procession began. Not only did the procession begin, it also finished. Because the wedding party not only went to receive their bride, they got their bride, the procession then went to the banqueting hall, they got into the banqueting hall, the doors were shut, and the celebrations had begun. So these five bridesmaids had totally missed the groom. And they totally missed taking him to the bride. They missed the procession back to the banqueting hall, and now it was in full celebration, and they missed the whole thing. And so the story goes on that when the five bridesmaids finally got some oil, the banquet now was in full swing. And they tried to get in, but the doors were Lot. You will notice as you read in Scripture through all the stories where God gives a call and said, now is the time, you often find the door gets locked. We think of Noah. And when God said, get into the ark, it wasn't Noah who locked the door. God locked the door. And no one else could get in, even though there'd be probably many, once those rains started, were probably knocking at the door, wanting to get in, but it was too late. And these bridesmaids had missed. It was too late. And at the door, they said, well, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, like, you must recognize us. But you need to realize that for those bridesmaids to now come after the celebration had already begun would be an insult. And that the person at the door would have looked at them and said, well, you can't be part of the wedding party, because if you were part of the wedding party, you would have been ready. And they were not allowed to come in. And because of that, they were referred to as the five foolish bridesmaids. The reason they missed the banquet was they were not ready to receive the groom, and they were short on oil. And that was kind of Jesus' way of, he liked telling us parables, liked telling us stories, to get that truth across that we need to be ready for his coming. And part of that readiness is having ourselves as the vessels of God, that we might be filled with him. That we as human vessels would be filled with the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, and something that should be continuously sought by each one of us, that we might be sensitive to the times that we are living in, and that we'd be ready to hear the Master's call. So I want to look at this a little bit deeper. So secondly, we want to look at the part of the oil. Now, as we already said, the oil in the Bible represents the Holy Spirit. And this story reminds us that we need the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to be filled. We don't want to allow our lives to get to that place where we keep emptying out and that we use up the oil that we have. See, we all need oil changes. We need to be constantly topped up so that we are in the place spiritually to receive what God is doing, going to do, and also to be ready for his return. We are under obligation as believers, as Christians, to be filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit. It really is our duty and responsibility. Each one of us is accountable to God for ourselves. You can't get into heaven because of somebody else. You have to be that person that makes that choice. And you need to make that choice to be filled with God himself. So in this, we're to make sure we have a sufficient supply of oil. And the sad truth is that we often allow things in our lives that contaminate us, or that contaminate even the work of God in us. Because sometimes throughout life, it all happens to all of us, particles of sin are in our, none of us are perfect, so there's some particles of sin that sometimes come off, kind of hinders us. We're not being lubricated the way we should be. And it falls off in our life. It can damage us. Sludge can build up in our lives. Things like pride or discord, offense, bitterness. Our own oil can personally get dirty or maybe even old because our experience with God is not fresh. That's where maybe we need to ask that question. When was the last time you felt his presence? When was the last time you felt the power of God inside of you? Those things are important for us to ask. Maybe we've become comfortable, kind of not aware of what's really going on in our world, or what the signs of the times are, how close his return is, or how it's needful for us to be drawing close to him right now. I want to tell you something. We all need some fresh oil in our lives. Get us back on track. Get us cleaned up. Get us lubricated again, that we might continue to walk the walk of faith and be filled with fresh oil. And I really believe God wants to do that. And as I said earlier, I'm asking for that too. That's really been a prayer. Lord, give me fresh oil in my life. I want some fresh oil. Take my old oil and fill me anew. Take away all those impurities and particles that may have sinned that have fallen off in my life or anything that's lingered or tried to hold on. And Lord, I pray you would just take that oil out and just give me some fresh oil. Fresh oil. I want to be ready for what God is going to do in these last days. You know, I've shared with you many times, I really believe there's going to be a move of God that's going to touch this nation of Canada. And God is going to use us as his people to help do that. But we need to be ready. We need to have an experience of fresh oil in our lives of which he can use. Then, of course, his return is coming as well. We need to be ready, which brings us to our next point, the readiness. In this story, there's a reference to the importance of a readiness to move when the call is given. Because there will be no excuse taken for when you're not ready. Because once the door is closed, it's closed. You can't open it again. And God is saying to us, you need to be ready. You need to be ready. As a people have repented of our sins, as we have opened up our hearts to God, as we have chosen to believe in him, as we've accepted him as our God, as our groom, there's no excuse that he will receive for us if we're not ready. And I really believe that part of that procession of receiving the groom, see, there's a time period that takes for the groom to come to get the bride. And there to be a procession, or to join in the procession. I believe that there is going to be the salvation of many people. The last time, last day revival, a last day outpouring of the Holy Spirit, where there's going to be many people that are going to come to Christ. And I believe that part of our job is get people ready and tell people that they can join the procession, because the Bible tells us that God desires no one to perish, but to come to everlasting life. That's God's desire. God wants everybody to respond. He gives everybody an opportunity. But we have that important task of making sure we work with God. And we're part of that. The Bible says he wants his house filled. Remember that parable? And he tells us, go out into the highways and the byways. And if we go out there and there's still not people ready to come, then we're to go out into the hedges and look under things and find more people that they would come and respond to the gospel. We're obligated as Christians to be prepared to meet our God. We're not supposed to be out there with all kinds of things that when that trumpet sounds and the Lord declares, I'm ready for my banquet, that we start, oh, Lord, I still got a few things I need to do. And so please excuse me. I'll come later. Sometimes that's what we do. We just give all kinds of excuses of why we can do something later. When God gives a call, the time to respond is now. See, we need to be ready at all times, spiritually prepared, looking forward with anticipation that our groom will soon be coming. And we should be intensely listening for that voice, for that cry to come. I believe that call has been given. He's coming. We need to get ready to meet him. The Bible says we're going to meet him in the clouds of the air, right? But we need to be ready to meet him. Preparedness is essential. For the time of his outpouring and the time of his coming, it will be very quickly, be very suddenly. That's a big word that we're hearing a lot through the prophetic voices out there. There's a suddenly coming. There's a suddenly coming. Well, the Bible's been saying that since it's been written. There's a suddenly coming. You need to be ready for that suddenly. And the Bible tells us that those who are wise, they'll be ready. Those who are foolish will not be ready. We need to be seeking to be filled with the oil of the Spirit, sensitive to the Spirit, making sure that we stay filled in that place spiritually, that we are ready at any moment, at any time. The Bible says, keep watch, pay attention, be alert, be ready, because it will take place suddenly. This is not a time to slumber, not a time to break a break or hold to our offenses or hold to other things that have happened in our lives. We really need to take stock of where we are spiritually and whether or not we are ready to meet our God. The door of grace is coming to a close, and no excuse will be taken. You're either going to be prepared, or you're either going to be not prepared. There's no middle of the road. There's no, straddling the fence. You're either for God or you're not. Which brings us to the last part of the story that is meant to be a warning to us to wake up to our spiritual condition. And it is warning us of the consequences of having no oil or not being prepared or not being ready for the coming of our groom. And again, I would say to you, I really believe that part of this procession of the groom is a last move of God upon humanity that would give the world one last opportunity to come to Christ and be part of the wedding celebrations as Jesus comes for his church, which is referred to as the bride of Christ. So I think it really is clear here that if you're not ready, you don't enter into what God has for you. And even worse, you don't enter into heaven. So many people deceive themselves that they can live any way they want to and that it doesn't matter. And even as Christians, we're very prone to sometimes grow cold in our walk with God. We sometimes grow cold pursuing the other things of life. And God is kind of set off to the side where he becomes a God of convenience, that when it's convenient, I'll serve you. Otherwise, I'm busy about these other things. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. We need to get filled up. We need to get ready spiritually, that we would not miss that what God is doing in these last days. Because there are serious consequences. And the Lord's trying to tell us that. He tells us that these five other bridesmaids were considered as foolish. They knew him as Lord. They did call him Lord, but they weren't ready. They didn't do anything about their Christianity. And friends, we don't want to fall in that place where God would say to us, I don't know you, even though we think we know him. If you know him, you'll be ready. And that really should be a scary thought to us, that maybe we get occupied with the wrong things at times. Maybe we're just not ready to move out with God, let alone be ready for his return. I don't want to miss what God would have for us. I don't want you to miss what God has for you. That's an important part of my job, to ready you, to prepare you for what is coming spiritually. And I take that job very seriously. I want you to be ready for what God is doing. Even this next weekend, as we have that seminar on Saturday, that's helping prepare you to be ready, to step out, to move with God. As people start coming to Christ, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be so many people that will start be asking, what's going on? What's happening? And they're going to be looking to Christians to tell them what's happening and what's going on. We better be ready to give a response and lead them to the right place. God's reminding us and warning us today that the time to be ready and have our oil filled and fresh is today. So as we close this morning, have you made the preparations necessary to meet your groom? Our groom is the Lord Jesus Christ. He refers to us as his bride. The church is referred to as the bride of Christ. He's coming for his bride. He's coming for us, the church, those who believe in Jesus Christ. Are you ready to be a part of the procession of people coming to Christ? Are you ready for the actual coming of Christ? Or is that even on your radar, like to even think about it? Everyone will be given an opportunity. Everyone will be given an opportunity. But only those that have opened up their hearts, responded to the invitation, expressed faith in Jesus Christ, and welcomed him into their lives, and asked God to take away that dirty oil and give us some new fresh oil, we'll be able to enter into what God has in store. And what God has in store as he comes back to this earth. So let's examine ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. Where are we spiritually? Do you need an oil change? Has your relationship with God gotten stale or old? Have we allowed impurities, sludge? Are we stinking? Do we smell? Is our Christianity so bad that it actually reeks before God? We don't want to be there. I pray for fresh oil. Fresh oil. As the musicians come back to the instruments, that's what we want to close with, just a little song that talks about fresh oil. And that's what I'm praying for. God, just grant us fresh oil. I don't want those particles in my life anymore. Lord, I don't want things in my life that may be hindering you. I don't want any of that stuff in me. God doesn't want it either. But he's such a good God because he allows oil changes spiritually. He allows spiritual oil changes. He welcomes us to come to him and he says, I'll take away that dirty oil. I'll take it all. And I'll put some brand new oil in. Fresh oil. And that's what I pray for you this morning. Because I really believe that that's God's desire, not just in this church, but it's a desire for his people all over the land. I want to give you some fresh oil. Maybe you don't think you need it. We all need it. I don't care who you are, how godly you may seem to be, or how godly maybe you are. I still need fresh oil. I still need it. And so as we close here this morning, they're going to be leading us into a song about the Holy Spirit. And I would just ask you, we sing that song. You don't even have to sing along if you don't want to. That you would just take those few moments and just from your own heart, just talk to God and say, God, I think I'm one of those candidates. I need some fresh oil. I need you to come in and take some things out of my life that I've allowed to come. There's been some particles. Maybe it's not a lot of bad things, but a lot of little things will still dirty your oil. And so we want even those little things. Take them away, God. Take them away. The Bible says, though your sins are like scarlet, though they're like as red as crimson, it's not a problem to God. He says, I can take all of that and make it as white as snow. And he can take your dirty oil and he can make it clean again. Kind of like that. Looks kind of like that gold color. That's what he wants to see in us. That's how he wants to see us operating. Where that oil is nice and clean. And we start to flow a lot more easier. We don't get hung up as much anymore. And that's what he wants to do in each one of us. So I'm going to ask you to stand as we close. And we're just going to close by singing this song. I know we have our business meeting that will take place after we end the service. We have about a 10-minute break or so. But before that happens, we want to give time for him. That's the most important thing, is to give time for him. And if you're needing fresh oil, I just pray that as they sing that song, just ask God, give me fresh oil. Maybe you're here and you say, man, I really need some prayer, or I just need some more understanding with that. Could somebody pray with me about that? And we have a prayer team here that would just love to pray with you. And you're welcome to come. You don't have to be a member of the church or anything like that. We welcome anyone who wants prayer to come. And you can just feel, come forward even now, and I'll just ask our prayer team if they would come and just be ready to pray with anyone that's here. And then after the song is done, if you have to go, you're free to go. Thank you so much for being here. If you're new, please stop by that desk. Love to give you that little gift. But just take a few moments, if you would. Say, fresh oil. I want fresh oil. I want the gold. I don't want the black anymore. I want the gold. Just let him touch you and allow the Lord to touch you. He can do that right where you are as you're standing or sitting. He can do that right where you are. Give you fresh oil. So Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. And we welcome you to touch our lives here today. And that you would fill each one of us with fresh oil. Take away my old oil, Lord. Take away the dirt, the smell, all those impurities, all that sludge, all those little particles that I didn't think would harm me or do make a difference. Take it all. Give me an oil change. Grant me fresh oil, the fresh oil of the Holy Spirit. Grant that today. Go ahead, worship team.